This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic News Brief for Friday, January 10th, 2020. A number of news outlets reported Thursday that the U.S. is now confident that Ukrainian Flight 752 was shot down by the Iranian military. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve tweeted that, quote, U.S. intelligence picked up signals of the radar being turned on and satellite detected infrared blips of two missile launches, probably SA-15s, followed shortly by another infrared blip of an explosion, unquote. The crash followed the Iranian missile strike that struck two Iraqi military bases that house U.S. troops. It is unclear whether it was an accident, and the Iranian military initially thought the airplane was a military threat, or whether it was an intentional act of terrorism. A number of people took to the media to blame Trump for escalating things in the Middle East and causing this disaster. Others pointed out that the U.S. military had shot down an Iranian airliner back in 1988, speculating that this might be an Iranian style of retribution. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau addressed the situation Thursday, announcing that the evidence indicates the crash was caused by an Iranian missile and called for a thorough investigation of the crash. There were 63 Canadians on board the flight, and perhaps as many as 138 of the 176 that perished in the crash living in Canadian cities. Trump administration calls for reducing environmental reviews. President Donald Trump is taking action to clear the way and speed up development of a wide range of commercial projects by cutting back federal review of their impact on the environment. President Trump says the country cannot compete and prosper, quote, if a bureaucratic system holds us back from building what we need, unquote. The changes would reduce the number of projects requiring federal oversight of the environmental impact before they could go forward. Democratic lawmakers and environmental groups say the changes will exempt polluters from public scrutiny of their projects. In a statement emailed to Idaho's KTVB and other media outlets Thursday afternoon, Representative Russ Fulcher of Idaho called the changes, quote, improvements that are critical to the prosperity of our rural communities, unquote. National Environmental Policy Act regulations, Fulcher's statement continues, quote, often provide unnecessary and lengthy delays in the permitting process that add costs and disrupt projects in Idaho. Improving and shortening the NEPA process will decrease wildfire risk, widen highways in Idaho, and bring jobs to communities near federal land without sacrificing the environment, unquote. Something maybe Australia should consider looking into. The Center for Environmental Quality is the agency that would implement the proposed rule changes, which have not yet been finalized. The Federal Council on Environmental Quality notes in their rule change document that the regulations have not been updated since 1978, more than four decades ago. The document also notes that the first National Environmental Policy Act was signed into law by President Nixon on January 1, 1970. Since the 1970s, over 30 guidance documents have been issued to assist federal agencies in complying with NEPA and CEQ regulations, as well as numerous court decisions interpreting the regulations. Public comment period is now open and will continue into February. This just goes to show you that the law of God is more gracious than the law of man. When you turn to man to save you from whatever you need saving from, you will always end up with 30 more books of regulations to explain the previous regulations. God's law does speak to the care of the environment, but nowhere in God's law is the state, much less the federal government, given jurisdiction over this area. Man answers to God for his care of his environment. Of course, some actions will have direct impact on neighbors, and some of those actions can become criminal. Destroying neighboring properties or water supplies would be examples of that, which are forms of theft, which are criminal, which can be adjudicated, and the Bible requires restitution for theft. Not prison time, not prison sentences, not fines and fees that merely go into the government coffer. See Exodus 22 for case law on restitution. But some things in God's law are required, and God himself is the enforcer of justice in those areas. Imagine that. Imagine trusting God to enforce his own law in his own timing. But we are a nation that trusts in the idol of the state. And so if there's a law, we just assume the state will enforce it. And this is because we are enslaved to idols. And those idols give us 30 books of regulations rather than the grace of God's simple law. In other news, President Trump won big on his border wall. On Wednesday, a federal appeals court overturned a smaller court ruling, which now allows President Donald Trump to use $3.6 billion in military funds to build the wall along the southern border. The decision from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, based in New Orleans, lifts an injunction issued last month in Texas that blocked the reallocation plan, USA Today reported. Quote, in the 2-1 ruling, judges granted the administration's request to temporarily halt the nationwide injunction from U.S. District Judge David Briones of El Paso. Congress appropriated the $3.6 billion to the Department of Defense for 127 construction projects, Briones had ruled, so the Trump administration shouldn't divert it to the border wall, unquote. Trump tweeted early Thursday morning, quote, breaking news, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals just reversed a lower court decision and gave us the go-ahead to build one of the largest sections of the desperately needed southern border wall, $4 billion. Entire wall is under construction or getting ready to start. And you know there was an exclamation point on that. There's so much to this whole discussion of building the wall that Christians really do need to think carefully about. And maybe one of these days we'll discuss it more thoroughly on Cross Politic. But for now, I offer you a few scattershot thoughts, very fragmented and incomplete, I admit. But first, remember, anything that can be used to keep people out can also be used to keep people in. I'm not sure references to the Great Wall of China are as encouraging as Ann Coulter would seem to think. I also remember this thing called the Berlin Wall in Germany. Will some hero in the future need to call for the border wall to be torn down? We'll see. Second, lots of people have walls and fences around their properties. Castles had walls, cities have had walls, and so on. And so, in principle, there's nothing inherently unbiblical or immoral about a nation having a border wall. But don't forget all those sieges in the ancient world behind those walls. Third, biblical law allows for very free movement of peoples through lands. Biblical law has a very open borders perspective. So the ideal world really does have fairly open borders for non-criminals. Of course, in a world of terrorists, there must be some sort of security, but I think the simplest reform would be to reinstate public and televised death penalties for all first-degree murders. Let's just start there. That would really put a damper on MI-13 as well as other criminal activity. But biblical law also makes very clear distinctions between members of the community and sojourners in the land. The law requires basic justice for all people, including sojourners. Sojourners may not be mistreated or treated unjustly by our courts, but it also prescribes no systems of welfare. The wall may be a practical and tactical short-term solution, but I wish that Trump would use far more energy in denying welfare to illegal immigrants. This would also include not allowing them in public schools or access to other public resources that are funded by taxpayers, at least not completely free access. Of course, there shouldn't be public schools at all, but it would be a vast improvement to at least limit access to those who are actually paying for it. And speaking of which, since I'm not using it, I'd really like to stop paying for public schools. And can I get my money back for the last 12 years? But I digress. Just to come back around and give Ann Coulter some credit, there really is something completely broke with the system where illegal immigrants can vote in any election. You can just move up and vote the next week. Really? The fact that the Supreme Court rejected Trump's request for the question of citizenship to be on the 2020 census was equally insane. the fact that the census will not take citizenship into account for the redistricting of House of Representatives and electoral votes is mind-boggling. I don't even have words for it. So all this to say, the whole immigration thing is a mess. Christians obviously should love strangers and foreigners, and we should also love our neighbors and our families and our nation, and you cannot love the stranger rightly without loving your own family and country more. This is a basic biblical concept. Just as you cannot show hospitality without loving your own family more. This is a basic requirement of God's word. A man must provide for his own family first, and then serve others with the extra that God provides. And if a man gives away his paycheck and his kids and wife go hungry, that is not at all what James is talking about when he says that visiting orphans and widows is pure and undefiled religion. No, what that man's done is actually created de facto more orphans and widows in his own home. And I would just call that stupid and reckless. And Paul says that the man who doesn't provide for his own family is worse than an unbeliever. You're committing apostasy if you're not providing for your own family first. Likewise, Christians are to prioritize gifts of mercy toward those within the church. The Bible says, do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith. So we practice faithfulness, we practice provision by providing for those closest to us first, then working our way out into the church community, and finally, as we are able, providing for those who are in need, even outside the church. And so America really needs to get her house in order. I'm slightly sympathetic, maybe, to the wall building project, but only as a temporary tactic and not as a long-term solution. We need to repent of our hubris, of our arrogance, of thinking that we can figure out this thing called life on our own, that we can make up laws and that our wisdom is good enough. We need to repent of our idolatry, particularly of looking to the state to solve our problems. And we need to turn back to Jesus. We need to repent and we need to confess our sins. We need to put things right and we need to just start obeying his word. This is Toby Sumpter with your Cross Politic News Brief for Friday, January 10th, 2020. Have a great weekend. Fight, laugh, feast.